Before I share my message, maybe I'd like to share something with you first. Many months ago, I was preparing for today's message. I was actually at a completely different topic. And then the last month, somehow God put me a nudge that to change to this topic. Actually, I heard this sermon many months ago from a pastor name is Andy Stanley.
那几个月以星期以前，我从另外一个Stanley的牧师里面，他讲到了这个主题。
And actually, I don't have a personal experience to share with you.
我自己没有这种个人的经历来分享这个经节。Only
what I learned from the scripture.
只是从圣经里面来讲。
Now, I don't know, maybe some of you may be going through a tough time, and maybe today's sermon will maybe be very helpful for you, encouragement for you. And then maybe for the rest of us, maybe we'll just kind of, you know, humbly learn from God what the Holy Spirit is going to speak to us. So if you'd like to take notes, I would strongly encourage you to do so.
所以大家如果想记笔记的话，那我也很鼓励。
And I believe we still have some bulletins, some extra bulletins. If anyone would like to have a piece of paper and pen, if you'd like to just raise your hand.
如果你需要周报的话，那你可以举手，可以这个周报上是有记笔记的地方，空白页。
Yeah, I see one person. Okay, well, if you tune into the news lately, you will see human suffering all over the world. Thousands of Ukrainians are killed and millions of refugees are displaced by the war. And then we also heard the shootings at the Taiwanese church in Southern California, or the elementary school in the Uvalde, Texas. So these are evil acts that actually shatters the lives of the victims, their families, and their communities.
这些罪恶的、这些邪恶的行为，不仅破坏了这些受害者的生命，他们的家属、他们所在的社区。
And also, you can kind of look closer. It's in our church.
你在大家细看我们个人、我们的教会。
Our church bulletin will list the prayer requests for those who are battling some kind of illness.
那我们教会的这个。 报告事项中呢，祷告事项中也有要为那些身体上有需要的人祷告。
I actually have a relative that the breadwinner husband died suddenly.
我有一个亲戚，那他家里的这个先生呢，是养家糊口的，就忽然去世了。
And the homemaker wife and their young children now have to shoulder the future finance.
那现在呢，这个妈妈呢，跟她就要承担起这个养家糊口跟两个年轻孩子的这个责任。
And maybe you know someone when the unexplained suffering suddenly comes and changes their lives overnight.
然后你也可能认识什么人，就突然有这个意外的事件发生，他们的整个世界就翻天覆地。
No one looks for suffering, but it does come and it can come suddenly.
没有人会去说寻求这个苦难，但是它的确会出现，而且有时候出现得很突然。
An irony of this pain and suffering is that it's the shortest route to God.
但是呢，一个反讽的是呢，就是这个痛苦和艰难常常是通向神的最短的道路。When
the news comes to them and the bottom drops out.
当这个就是新闻来到，你好像一下子到了底线的时候。
Whether everybody, whether you are Christian or atheist or agnostic, you have that moment to look up.
所以呢，就每个人，不管你是基督徒还是不信神的人，或者是不可知论者，在那一刻，大家都往天看。Actually,
it is the shortest route to God.
在那个时候，所有的人都往天，都觉得就是觉得无能为力。
下一页。There's a famous quote by C.S. Lewis, who's a very famous Christian author and apologetic scholar.
那路易斯呢，是一位很著名的基督徒作家，也是一位护教学家。他这么说。
Yeah, he has a quote saying that God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pain. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world.
他说，神在我们快乐中向我们低语，在我们的良心中说话。但在我们的痛苦中呼喊，这是他来唤醒一个耳聋世界的扩音器。
God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pain.
就是神在我们的欢愉中、快乐中的轻声细语，但是在我们良心中对我们说话。但是在我们受苦的时候，好像神的声音像用麦克风在对我们讲话。
And then in those moments when we are in pain, regardless of what we believe, we tend to look up.
我们在痛苦中，我们常常就会向天仰望。
下一页。When we look up, actually there's a question we ask.
当我们仰面向天的时候，我们常常会问一个问题，就是为什么？
Yeah, we want to know why.
我们就很想知道说原因是什么，为什么？
Yeah. Why do we ask why?
我们为什么会问这个问题呢？
Well, because it's in me and it's in you to make sense out of things.
因为呢，我们里边都有这样一个本性，有这样一个天性，就想说这个事情，想对这件事情搞明白它的来，就是它的意义在于什么。
And it's in all of us to try to explain the unexplained.
我们都想要去解释那个无法解释的。
And knowing why will not really make the pain go away.
你就是知道为什么，也不会说让你的痛苦消失。
But there is something that about us that if we somehow find the answer to make sense of this world,
但是我们里边觉得，如果我们对这些所发生的事情好像知道它的意义所在的话，
there's a sense that we can endure the pain better.
我们好像就有一种感觉，就是我们会能够更好的忍受、承受这种痛苦。
And if we can somehow connect the little dots in our lives, maybe we can also endure the loss better.
如果我们可以把我们生活中所发生的事件联系起来，就是知道的更清楚一点，好像我们就能更承受一些。
So we look up to the one potentially can define the context of our pain.
所以我们就向上看，就是能够让我们知道说我们受苦的背景，我们受苦的原因情景的这样的一位。
And then we ask why.
然后我们就问他为什么。
Why me?
为什么是我呢？
She's so young, and then why now?
这个。这个年轻人还这么年轻，为什么他现在会离世呢？
Why them?
为什么他们要受苦呢？
Why would you let this happen again?
为什么你允许这些事情再次发生呢？
All these why questions essentially are this.
所有这些为什么这些问题呢，基本本质上就是
God, you have to help me make sense of this world.
说神啊，你要帮助我能够明白这个到底是怎么回事。
I've been able to connect these dots.
我希望能够找到这个后边的关联。
There has to be a purpose in this pain.
在这个痛苦之中，他的目的、这个心意、这个目标，这个到底有什么意义呢？
I've got to see somehow this will lead to something great.
我希望能够看到这些痛苦会带来一个更好的结果。
So we begin to look around in our vicinity of our lives and try to piece things together.
所以我们就看我们周围的情境，我们就想要对这些所发生的事情看出其中的关联，看出其中的意义。
And we try to connect the dots, the little dots in our lives, to make sense of the pain.
我们就想把我们生命中这些所发生的大事小事连接起来，想要理解这些痛苦的意义。
Maybe this happened, I did this 2 years ago.
我两年以前这些在我身上发生。
And then maybe he has, he was not a good husband.
也许你会说，对方不是一个好的先生。
Well, maybe because of, she should have been a better wife.
或者你觉得说，哦，这个应该太太应该更好。
Or maybe it's a, if my parents had done this or that.
或者你就觉得说，如果我父母过去是这样子对待我。
We look for the possible explanation because it's in us to put together what makes sense out of suffering.
然后呢，我们就想要去找这个好像能够。解释的通的答案，因为在我们里边都有这种需求，就好像需要能够解释清楚事情。
And if there is a great good, somehow I might be able to endure the pain.
如果我们能看到其中的这个美善的意义，可能就帮助我们能更好的承受。
But if this is just random,
如果你觉得发生的这一切都是很就是好像很偶然的，没有什么章序的。
If there is no purpose and no explanation, there goes my faith.
然后，但是你也看不到这个意义，也看不到这个解释的话，在这个时候，就是我们信心要进入的时候。
I look up and I look down.
我不管上天往上下看。
Maybe God is shouting at me through the pain.
也许神就是通过这些痛苦在对我呼喊。
But if I'm not making sense of it, there goes my confidence in God.
当我不能够对这些事情能够解释的时候，不能想到它的意义的时候，这个时候就是我要抓住对神的信心的时候。
And no, there goes my confidence in God. I would not trust in God.
Confident 就是你、
yeah.
就是你开始对神的就是这个
信心摇动，
信心你就开始摇动了。
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Yeah, there goes my confidence in prayer.
然后呢？在这个时候，你对你的祷告也开始有些怀疑。
Because I need the context of my pain.
因为呢，我想要知道对我的这个痛苦，好像能够明白原因，好知道它的背景是什么。
And if there is some good will come out of it.
如果你说哦，我能看得出来这个痛苦最后导致的结果是什么。
If there is a purpose, we will endure the pain and suffering.
如果我们能够看到这个最终的目的的话，我们可能就会更好的忍受这种痛苦。
And this ability to look for the context of the pain while we're in the midst of the pain is absolutely normal.
就是你在痛苦之中，你想要知道这个痛苦的这个原因或者这个背景。这个目的是什么？对人来讲是很自然的。
Because that's how we are wired.
因为我们就是好像这样被造的，我们天生就是这样的。
Actually, this happened to Jesus.
然后其实这在耶稣身上也有发生。
But while he was on the cross, he cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
这主耶稣在十字架上的时候，他也呼喊说：“我的神，我的神，为什么你离弃我？”
Okay, wait. Jesus, I mean, you came to the world to bear the sins of all humanity?
你说主耶稣来到世界上是为了承担世人的罪的。
I mean, you knew this was coming.
你知道这个会发生的。
But while he was experiencing the pain of abandonment on the cross,
但是当他在十字架上承受这种被离弃、被神撇弃的痛苦的时候，
even Jesus needed to remind it of the context of the pain.
即使是耶稣，他也要不断的要提醒自己这种他痛苦的这个背景，他痛苦的这种原因。
What's the purpose? What's the greater good?
他的这个目的是什么？最终的这个带来的益处是什么？
Similarly, in the story of Lazarus,
然后同样在拉萨路的故事中也发生。
Lazarus was very sick.
然后拉萨路病得很重。
His two sisters, Mary and Martha, to send a messenger to Jesus to ask him to come to heal him.
然后他的两个姐姐马大跟玛利亚就差遣人去见耶稣，说拉萨路病得很重。
He didn't come, and Lazarus died.
但是主耶稣没有及时赶到，拉萨路就死了。
And then when Jesus showed up after his burial,
在拉萨路被埋葬之后，主耶稣这会儿出现了。
And Mary and Martha found Jesus at different times and asking the same question we will ask.
然后呢，马大跟玛利亚在不同的这个就是时间点呢，他们其实都问了主耶稣同样的问题，也是我们会问的。
Why didn't you come?
就是我们在痛苦中也会问说，为什么你没来呢？
Why are you so late?
为什么你这么晚呢？
You could have kept him from dying.
你可以让他不死的。
Even if you tell me the reason, and I know it's not going to make the pain go away.
即使你告诉我原因，即使我知道这个痛苦不会消失。
But it will help me to understand the context.
但是会帮助我能够更，就是能够了解这个背景，这个后边的意义是什么。
And I just need some answer to my why questions, and maybe I think I can get through.
如果我能够知道一些对我的这些为什么有些答案的话，我可能就能够过得去。
We want to make sense of the unexplained suffering.
我们很想在那个无法解释的痛苦中间能够找出答案。
We want to connect the dots in our lives.
我们想把我们生命中的这些事情所发生的事情联系起来。
That's in me, that's in you.
这是我们每个人在你我里边都有这样的一个想法，一个愿望。
下一页。Now, fortunately, 2,000 years ago, God connected three big dots for all of us.
但是在感谢神呢，在2000年以前，神把三个巨大的就很大的事件给联系起来了。
前一页好不好？OK. When we When we cry out in our pain,
当我们在我们的痛苦中呼喊的时候,
we want to know our suffering has an explanation. It's not random.
我们想知道说我们的痛苦是有一个解释的，这个不是随机发生的。
It does not take away the suffering.
这不会说把我们的痛苦给挪去。
And hopefully, it gives us a foundation to that we need to get through.
但是希望是给我们一个根基，让我们能够过得去。
Now, two disclaimers about the context of the suffering.
说，关于这个痛苦的这个背景有两个大的声明。
The first is that the answer is really not going to is not going to be a really emotionally satisfying.
第一个呢，这个解释呢，不会说让你的情绪上得到满足。
But you're not going to say to me and say, "Hey, Elder Peng, after the sermon, I just feel better why I lost my job."
你不会说，哦，我听完这个讲道之后，我就觉得对我丢工作感觉挺好的。
Yeah, I just feel good that why I got diagnosed with cancer.
你也不会说我因为我自己被查出来有癌症感觉挺好的。
No, the answer is not going to make you feel better.
你所听到的这个答案并不会让你感觉良好。
But it will get you through the pain.
但是会帮助你过得去这个痛苦。
Second is that this explanation is for Christians.
第二点呢，这个解释呢，只是针对基督徒的。
If you have not decided to follow Jesus, I'm so glad that you are here with us.
如果你还没有决定要跟随耶稣，那我很高兴你在这里。
There are lots of tough questions that we all face in life.
我们每个人在我们的生命中都会碰到一些很艰难的问题。
I hope that we can figure out together.
我希望我们能够一起能够想出解决，能够面对。
But let me tell you what we Christians believe.
但我来先解释我们基督徒我们信仰的相信的是什么。
We are all sinners, and we're all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
And we deserve the wrath from the Holy God.
我们都配得从这个为圣洁的神所来的震怒。
But God loves us so much that He sent His Son Jesus as a substitute to take our punishment in our place.
神爱世人，甚至把他的儿子耶稣代替我们，就是做我们的替罪羊，替我们承担我们所应当得的罪孽的后果。
And this punishment of sin is death.
这个罪的后果，这个惩罚就是死亡。
And Jesus died on the cross for my sin.
但是主耶稣在十字架上是为了我的罪死的。
And then on the third day, that he came back to life.
但是在第三天，他从死里复活。
Yep, that's what we believe.
那是我们所信仰的。
Pretty outrageous, right?
是不是觉得好像很奇怪？
The dead people don't come back to life.
因为呢，你觉得好，死的人是不会再活过来的。
But we're not weirdos.
我们不是那个怪人。
We do believe the resurrection is an actual historical event.
我们的确相信复活是历史上一个的确发生过的事实。
In fact, resurrection is the foundation of Christianity.
其实这个复活是我们基督信仰的根基。
No resurrection, no Christianity.
如果没有复活，就没有基督信仰。
So I hope we can continue our conversation.
那我们如果到这个地步，我们如何继续的交谈呢？沟通呢
？And I hope that one day this risen Jesus will be your Savior and Lord.
那我也希望有一天，这位复活的耶稣就成为你的生命的主。
Because he provides us a way to live in this life.
因为他告诉我们在今生，从现在开始如何生活。
Because suffering is something he knows very intimately.
因为主耶稣是很熟悉痛苦的。
So we're going to walk through a passage from Romans chapter 8, verse 18 to 32.
我们今天会看罗马书八章十八节到三十二节。
If you have a Bible, then I will suggest to follow along.
我就希望如果你有圣经，可以打开你的圣经，我们一起来看。
This is a very complex and rich passage.
这个是一个非常丰富的经文。
And you might want to mark this passage, so maybe you can come back someday and read through it.
记下来，然后回去再仔细的重读这段经文。
And also, it's a good idea to take notes.
然后另外呢，就是如果你想要记笔记也很好。
Yeah, if you like to raise your hand again, and then we can pass you the bulletin.
如果你需要纸或者笔的话，可以举手。
Paul is taking us through the context of all our sufferings.
保罗在告诉我们。我们所有的这个痛苦的这个背景，这个是到底是什么？
In three big dots.
它有三个大的事件告诉我们。
Okay, they are in the beginning, in the meantime, in the end.
那就是起初、如今、最后。
They are in the beginning, in the meantime, in the end.
这三个大的这个点能够连把这些所有一切连接起来的点，就是起初、如今、最后。
嗯 ，OK， all right， 下一页。OK， Romans chapter Romans 8:18-19。
罗马书18:18-19。
I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed.
我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显现于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。受造之物切望等候神的众子显出来。
Okay, now Paul is not a stranger to suffering.
保罗是很常经忧患，多受痛苦，他对痛苦是很熟悉的。
He was beaten, he was stoned.
他被鞭打，也被石头打。
He was shipwrecked and imprisoned.
他经过船难呢，也被放到监里。
And that the Jewish religious leaders label him as a public enemy number one.
然后这个犹太人的宗教领袖把他定为这个与公众的头号仇敌。
And then within the church, some people discredit him as the true apostle of the gospel.
即使在教会里边，也有人质疑他的使徒身份。
So he endured suffering within and without for the sake of the gospel.
所以他为了福音的缘故，是内外教会内外受攻击。
Okay, so in verse 18, he said that the suffering of the present time is nothing compared with the future glory.
但是他在十八节说，我现在的苦楚比起来将来要显出来的荣耀就根本没有办法比，不足介意。
Right. So Paul starts with two dots in this passage.
所以呢，在这节经文里，保罗已经讲了两个大的事件。
In the meantime, we are suffering, but the better is coming in the end.
现在我们是在受苦，但是那个美好的、更好的即将到来。
And then in 19, also the same two dots.
然后呢，在十九节呢，也是两个大的事件。
Yeah. In the meantime, the creation is waiting eagerly for the children of God to be revealed.
就现在呢，受造之物在切望等候神的众子显现出来。
Yeah, that's in the end.
这是在最后。
But then, if you ask Paul, "Hey, Paul, what do you mean by the children of God to be revealed?"
如果你问保罗，你说，哎，保罗，这个神的众子显现出来是什么意思呢？
Yeah, and then he said, "Well, maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Let me take you to the first dot."
然后保罗说，也许你不太明白我在讲的什么。那我们现在回到第一个事件。
So let me take you to the beginning.
然后我们现在回到起初。
Okay, 下一页。Okay, verse 20. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it.
因为在起初就说受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。
So in the beginning, sin entered the creation.
在起初呢，罪进入了世界。
God judged everything in the creation, which includes people.
然后呢，神就审判了创造的被创造的一切，其中包括人。
And the animals or the plants.
动物、植物
yeah, the whole globe,
这整个地球
our relationship with God,
我们和神的关系
our relationship with ourselves,
我们和自己的关系
our relationship with others,
我们跟别人的关系
our relationship with the world,
我们跟这个世界的关系
yeah, everything God judged,
每件事情都在审判之下
so the creation was subjected to the frustration, the frustration meaning that is the futility, the depravity.
所以呢，整个被造呢就浮在这个徒劳挫败之下，也就是意味着虚空和败坏。
The consequence of the judgment is death.
然后这个审判的这个犯罪的结果就是死亡。
So sin and death has reigned ever since in the beginning.
所以自从那个罪进入世界在起初的时候，现在就是罪和死统治了世界。
So that's the first big dot.
那是第一个很大的事件。
下一页。Okay, verse 21, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God.
但是受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
Now, do you know that why your back aches when you get up in the morning, if you're over 40?
如果你现在已经超过四十岁，你知道为什么早晨起来你会背痛吗？腰酸背痛吗
？Yeah, it's because of the bondage to decay.
因为这个就是这个败坏之律，就是这个衰亡之律的辖制。
Do you know why you cannot really see clearly after you're 50?
你知道为什么到了五十岁之后，你的眼睛就好像看着老眼昏花了吗
？Yep, it's because of the bondage to decay.
因为这个就是衰亡之律的这个捆绑，这个辖制。
Now, you may say, "Hey, I got my dad's gene. That's why I'm so."
你会说，哎呦，我爸爸基因很好啊，所以你看我看着还是挺年轻的。
Yeah, but actually, your dad is also under the bondage to decay.
但是你知道吗？你爸爸也是在这个衰亡之律的那个辖制之下。
Yeah, here's a news flash.
这是那个新闻简讯。
All of us are in the bondage to decay.
我们所有的人都在衰残，都在这个衰残的这个定律之下。
We are decaying.
我们都在逐渐衰残。
The whole world is decaying.
这整个世界也在逐渐衰亡、衰残。
Okay. All right, let's continue. 下一页。Verse 22 says that we know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time.
我们知道一切受造之物都在一同叹息劳苦直到如今。
So in the beginning, sin entered the world and the death followed.
在起初呢，罪进入了世界，马上死就随即来了。
Everything is in bondage to decay.
所有的一切被造之物都在这个败坏、这个衰亡的捆绑之下。
Not only our body is broken, this whole world is broken.
不单单是我们的身体在衰残，这整个世界都破碎了。
Not only our marriage and relationship are broken, the whole world is broken.
不单单是我们的婚姻关系会有问题，这整个世界的这个关系都是败坏的。
The whole creation has been groaning under the burden of sin and death ever since.
自从那刚开始，在刚开始罪进入世界，整个受造之物都在这个死和罪的这个下边叹息劳苦。
So what happened to our health?
那对我们的健康出了什么问题呢
？To our children.
到底是我们的孩子出了什么问题呢
？To our career.
我们的事业出了什么问题呢
？It's all manifestation of a broken world, so things sometimes do not work.
所以呢，这都是一个破坏式、败坏世界的一个显示，所以有的事情就行不通。
And that's why some people wanted a bunch of kids and then got none.
这就是为什么有的人希望生很多孩子，但是一个都没有。
And then sometimes that's why some parents want their children in one direction.
这就是为什么有的时候父母本来教导孩子是这个方向。
And then the children actually go into another direction that breaks the parents' heart.
但是孩子呢，却完全走另外一个方向，让父母非常心伤心。
And sometimes we parents will ask ourselves, did we do something wrong?
有的时候父母就会问自己说，我做错什么了吗？
And when, was there something that you know, I could have done?
我是不是应该有做点什么？就是我是不是过去如果那样做的话？
I don't know.
我不知道。
Yeah, but I know that we try to connect the little dots in our world to try to make sense of it.
所以我就知道说，我们想把这个世界上所发生的事情联系起来，想知道说到底这后边的意义是什么。
But I'm not sure if that's worth exploring.
但是呢，我不知道这个是不是值得我们花时间去那边照着那个方向去探究。
Because a sin entered the world and death reigns.
因为呢，罪进入了世界，死亡就在掌权。
We were born in the world of decay.
因为我们就是出生在一个在不断衰残的世界之中。
The general direction is a downward spiral, and none of us is exempt.
整个世界是在走一个下坡路，是往下滑的，我们谁也不能避免。
So the whole world has been groaning in this broken world.
所以这整个世界在破碎的这个世界之下，都在叹息劳苦。
Okay, but not all is lost. Let's look at the next verse.
但是呢，并不是所有的一切都丧失了。让我们看下一句经节。
Okay.Verse 23, not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we were eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies.
不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
So Paul is talking about this born again experience when we have decided to follow Jesus.
这个保罗在讲，当我们重生的时候，我们决定跟随耶稣的时候，我们里边的经历。
And Holy Spirit lives in you.
现在圣灵住在你里边。
Now, some of you may have this experience right away because your behavior have changed.
有的人呢，在这个马上就有这种改，就有这种经历，因为他的生活就改变了。
You don't smoke anymore.
你不再吸烟。
Or your language got cleaned up.
或者也不再讲脏话。
And your wife says you are a complete different person.
然后你太太说，哇，你现在是一个完全不同的人了。
Yeah.But for others of you,
但有些人对别的人很多人
there's no immediate visible manifestation.
没有一个历史的可见的一个表现。
Yeah, but regardless,
不管但是不管怎么样
yeah, when you decide to follow Jesus,
当你决定跟随耶稣基督的时候
the Bible says that the Holy Spirit comes to you as a deposit of something yet to come.
圣经告诉我们，圣灵住在你里边，作为一个你将来要得基业的凭据。
Now it says the first fruit of the spirit. The first fruit in agriculture indicates that more fruits are coming.
这个初果的，就是第一批果，初结的果子，就表示说，在农业中，就是表示将来会有更多的果子。
Right. If you see
出熟的果子。
If you see the first mango on your mango tree, that means that more mangoes are coming.
如果你种那个芒果树，你看到树上结了第一个芒果，你就知道将来会有更多的芒果出现。
So Holy Spirit is the first installment of your salvation.
所以呢，圣灵就好像是我们救恩的，好像这样一个，给我们的第一步的这个提款式的，就是存款式的。
Okay. Yeah. So when you trust in Jesus, God saves your soul.
当你相信主耶稣的时候，神拯救了你的灵魂。
But not your body, because the creation is still under the curse.
但是还没有这时候还没有你的身体，因为整个被造之物还是在咒诅之下。
God works in us to make a new heart in the meantime.
虽然我们里边有一个被造的新心。
But He does not redeem this body in the meantime.
但是呢，神在这个没有说同时呢，也把你的身体给救赎了。
He wants us to mature spiritually to have Jesus's character in us.
他想让我们就是在属灵上成长，让我们里边有基督的形象、基督的品格。
But He does not plan to save this version of the body.
但是神没有就是要准备救赎我们现在的这个状态的身体。
So don't be surprised that God does not heal your body in your prayer.
所以在你的祷告中，你向神求，神没有医治你的疾病，不要觉得吃惊。
Because this body is decaying, and the effect of sin is at work in this body.
因为呢，这个身体在衰亡，那个罪的这个工作呢，功效呢，就显在这个身体当中。
下一页。So for in this hope we were saved.But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently.
我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望，不是盼望。谁还盼望他所见的呢？但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
So the connection from the in the beginning, in the meantime, to the end is the hope.
所以呢，在现今。这个事件到就是最后中间呢，能把这联系起来的就是盼望。
Because we hope because redemption is coming in the end.
因为我们盼望，是因为我们知道救赎就即将到来。
The fulfillment of God's promise to save us is coming.
神就是神对要拯救我们的应许要成就。
The signed legal paper for our adoption to be God's children is coming.
让我们就是正式成为神儿女的这种一个好像一个收养的这个文件已经被签名了，会很快就会成就。
Our new and imperishable body is coming.
我们这个新的不会朽坏的身体也在即将到来。
In the beginning, sin and death bound us in decay.
在刚开始，罪和死亡把我们的身体让我们就是在衰亡之律之下。
And in the meantime, we groan inwardly.
在同时呢，我们里边叹息。
So we don't get healed sometimes.
所以有的时候呢，我们的疾病没有得到医治。
Relationships don't work out sometimes.
有的时候那个关系也没有恢复。
And we will get hurt by other people sometimes.
有的时候也会被人伤害。
But in the meantime, we hope.
但是在同时，我们心里存着盼望。
Because in the meantime, we look up and wait patiently.
因为在同时。我们向上仰望，我们耐心等候。
In the meantime, our orientation of living in this world is to live with hope.
因为 在同时，我们在这个世界上的生活方向就是带着盼望去生活。
下一页。In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
Now, do you know that you have weakness?
你知道吗？你有这个，你有软弱。
You know, feeling weak is normal.
就是感觉软弱其实是很正常的。
When you're not doing very well, you're normal.
当你感觉你不是很好的时候，那个很正常。
When you feel the weight of the world, you're normal.
当你感觉到整个世界的沉重的时候，那是正常的。
Paul, who lived 2,000 years ago, predicted that we will feel weak in this decaying body, in this decaying world.
保罗在2000年前就预言说，我们有这样子一个会衰亡的身体，我们也在一个衰残的世界里边，我们会感觉软弱。
So sometimes the world so overwhelms us that we can't even utter a prayer.
有的时候呢，这个世界让我们觉得好像是压倒性的，让我们心里发昏，我们甚至都没有办法祷告。
And we do not know what we ought to pray for.
我们也不知道该怎么祷告。
And here's the good news.
但是好消息就是。
The Holy Spirit who lives in you prays for you with groans that words cannot express.
住在我们的圣灵里边的圣灵为我们祷告，用说不出来的叹息，用说不出来的话语替我们祷告。
Okay, 下一页。And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God.
鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Actually, this verse should be a very comforting in the time of needs.
在我们真的是很有需要的时候，这句话对我们的心是很大的安慰。
Because at times life is just so low that we can't even utter a word.
在我们的生命到了人生低谷很低落的时候，我们甚至都没有办法说，没有办法祷告的时候。
And the pain is so great that all we can do is just moan and groan and cry.
痛苦如此之大，我们所能做的就是呻吟、叹息、哭泣。
And God says that's okay.
神说没关系。
Because I see this big, dark, decaying world has gotten hold of you.
因为呢，在这样一个很黑暗的这样一个衰残的世界里边，我抓住了你。
The world got hold of you.
就是这个世界好像是已经把我给抓住了，在这样一个衰残的世界。
And you have, maybe you even don't have faith in me.
甚至有的时候你对感觉对神都没有信心。
But I'm praying for you.
但是呢。神说圣灵在为你祷告。
You may not believe in me.
你甚至都对神的信心不能信靠神。
But I'm interceding for you.
但是圣灵在为你代祷，为你代求。
I understand you have weakness.
我了解你有软弱。
You are facing the consequences of the decisions that you made or other people's made.
你在面临就是或者是你做的决定，或者是别人做的决定所带给你的后果影响。
In the beginning, sin entered the world.
起初最进入了世界。
And in the meantime, I'm praying for you.
但是同时呢，圣灵在为我们祷告。
下一页。And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
In all things, God works.
在所有的事情上，神在万事上做工。
In death, He works.
在死亡中，神在做工。
In pain, He works.
在痛苦中，神也在工作。
In joy, He works.
在喜乐中，神在做工。
When things work out, He works.
当事情都很顺利的时候，神在做工。
When things do not work out, He works.
当事情不顺利的时候，神也在做工。
God works.
神在做工。
God works for the good for those who love Him, who have been called.According to His purpose,
那些爱神的、按神的旨意被召的人，神让万事都相辅相成，让他们得益处。
We are weak, but God works for our good.
我们是软弱的，但是神让为我们让事情能够相辅相成，能够让我们得益处。
We may be angry at God, but God works for our good with a purpose.
甚至有的时候我们对神生气，但是神是有一个更好的一个目标，是为了我们的益处来让这些事情工作。
Yeah, but what is His purpose?
但是神的美好的旨意是什么呢？
Okay, 下一页。For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
嗯，下一页。So when we accept Jesus as our Savior and Lord, God gives us the right to be His children.
当我们接受主耶稣做我们的主的时候，神就给我们这种做他儿女的权利。
Now listen up. His ultimate purpose is not to save you so you can go to heaven.
神最终的目标不是说拯救你，所以你就可以上天堂了。这不是神的最终目标。
You go to heaven when you die.
我们死的时候去天堂。
While we're still living on earth.
当我们仍然活在这个世上的时候。
His ultimate purpose is for you and me to conform to the image of His Son Jesus.
神最终的目标在我们在世上就是把我们塑造成他儿子的形象。
He uses the good, the bad, the ugly that comes our way to work in us so we can reflect Jesus' character.
他用所发生的不管是好事坏事还是丑陋的事情在我们生命中工作，所以到最后我们可以反映出基督耶稣的形象。
He wants to see more Jesus in us.
他想在我们里边看到更多的耶稣基督。
More patience.
更多的耐心。
More grace.
更多的恩典。
More forgiving.
更多的饶恕。
Even though we are weak.
虽然我们是软弱的。
In the end, He is going to finish what He has started in us to reflect Jesus.
但是最后神会在我们身上成就他所开始的，就是让我们能反映出耶稣基督的形象。
Now, can we endure our pain a little better if we can have a little bit more of Jesus' character at the end?
当我们知道说到最后呢，我们会更有更多的耶稣基督，更有耶稣基督的品格，更能反映出耶稣基督的形象的时候，那我们是不是能够更好的承受现在的痛苦呢？
I think that's worth it, don't you?
我觉得那个很值得，对不对？
Okay, 下一页。When then shall we say, in response to these things, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things?
到最后我们会说，既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
下一页。 Okay. All right. So when our world turns upside down, it is natural for us to ask whether God truly cares for us.
当我们的世界翻天覆地天塌下来的时候，很自然的我们就会说，神真的在意我吗？他真的关心我吗？
But between in the beginning and in the meantime, an event happened to answer that question once and for all.
但是呢，从起初到现在到最后，有一个事情就是一次的，就是回答了这所有的问题。
下一页。God put a stake in the ground to show us that He truly loves us.
神在地上画了个大大的印记，告诉我们他真的爱我们，关心我们。
Can He take away the pain?
他是不是可以把这个痛苦挪去呢？
Absolutely, He can.
当然他可以。
Jesus demonstrated that He was able to heal the lame and raise people from the dead.
主耶稣已经在地上看到他可以使那个瘸腿的行走，使死人复活。
But that's a glimpse of the future.
但是那个是未来的，将来所要发生的就是一点点看见一瞥。
Because in the end, there will be no more pain and suffering.
因为到最后没有任何的痛苦，没有任何的死亡。
In the end, there is no more sin and death.
也不再有罪，也不再有死亡。
And in the end, there will be no more. And in the end, our adoption will be complete.
到最后呢，我们就是完全，就是我们的这个被成为神的儿子就完全了。
But in the meantime,
但在同时
Can we trust God that who did not spare his own son to walk with us during the darkest time of our lives?
我们可以来相信这位甚至没有放过他儿子的这位神，相信他会在我们最黑暗的时候和我们同行吗？
Absolutely.
肯定的。
Because when your heart is broken to pieces and you don't see God as a word, you feel God is so far.
当你心碎的时候，你看不到神的手的工作的时候，你感觉神离你很遥远。
And that's okay, because if you feel that way, that's because you are weak.
你那没关系，你之所以有这种感觉，因为我们都是软弱的。
Because knowing that He's close to you and He's praying for you.
但是知道神和你真的是就在你身边，神在为你祷告，圣灵为你祷告。
I will run to my daughter if she's crying.
如果我的女儿在哭泣，我肯定会去跑过去抱住她。
Wouldn't your heavenly Father, who loves you even more dearly, run towards you?
当你的天父他更爱你，难道当你这种痛苦哭泣的时候，他不会跑向你吗？
He identifies with our pain.
他认同我们的痛苦。
He is with us.
他和我们同在。
He gives us the strength to endure.
他给我们力量，让我们能忍受得住。
In the midst of the pain, will you trust His sovereignty and His goodness?
在我们的痛苦之中，我们可以仍然相信神的全能，相信神的美善吗？
For our church at PBCCC,
对于我们教会
I don't need to say a lot because you have demonstrated we are a community of faith.
我不需要讲很多，因为我们已经表明我们是一个就是有信心的一个社群。
Because when someone in pain, we comfort them.
因为有人受痛苦的时候，我们会去安慰他。
We pray with them and pray for them.
然后我们为彼此祷告。
And we say to them that.You're not alone. We are here.
对他们说，你不是孤单的，我们在这里。
But I'd like to challenge those of you who have not involved before.
我也想挑战我们之中可能没有太就是进入其中的。
When you hear someone in pain, it's natural to feel compassionate.
当我们听到别人有痛苦的时候，很自然的，我们会有这个同情，会感觉到会有这个怜悯的心。
Feeling compassionate is good, because that's being human.
感到同情是好的，因为我们人就是这样的。
But there's something that you can do.
但是你也有些可以做的。
Mark that person in your heart.
在你的心里纪念那个人。
You want to do something for that person.
你想为那个人做点什么。
Talk to that person. You can a little bit more, so you know that what to pray for them.
跟那个人呢有更多的交谈，这样知道如何为对方祷告。
If they need something, that can you help?
如果他需要什么东西，你看能不能帮忙。
If you cannot help, can you find someone else to help?
如果你不能帮助，也许你可以找到什么人可以帮助。
You may not be able to take away their pain, but you may share their burden.
你也许不能挪去除去他们的痛苦，但是你可以跟他们一同承担这个重担。
Share some food.
也可以就是送些吃的。
Lend your time to by babysitting.
比如说去帮花些时间去帮他们看孩子。
Doing some yard work.
或者做这个割草的工作。
Take them to grocery shopping.
或者带他们去买东西。
Take them to doctor's office.
或带他们去医生的办公室。
Take them to church.
带他们来教会。
Because you are actually showing off Jesus' character.
其实你在展示主耶稣基督的品格。
Pain.Is really the shortest route to God.
真的痛苦有的时候是把我们带到神面前最快的路。
When we have that clarity and when we gaze upon Him.
当我们这个眼光是澄清的，我们就盯住神的时候。
When we let Him create the context of our suffering.
当我们让神在我们的情境，就是这个痛苦的情境中来掌权的时候。
There is a hope in the future, as Paul said.
对于未来是有一个盼望，就像保，就如同保罗所说。
And you find the strength to endure.
你就会得到这个能够忍受下去、承受下去的这个力量。
We're not going to find the answer in this itty bitty dots in our world for our suffering.
我们在这个世界里边，我们可能不可能说把所有的事情都连接起来找到答案。
The context of our suffering is as big as in the beginning and in the end.
因为呢，我们这个受苦、这个痛苦的。这个背景啊，这个图像之大，是从神创造起初到最后这个世界的末了。
And in the meantime, God is with us.
但是在这个同时，神和我们同在。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we come before you, and we know that we are weak.
父啊，我们来到你面前，我们知道我们是软弱的。
Because we were born in this world of decay.
因为我们就活在出生在这个逐渐衰亡的世界当中。
And sometimes pain and suffering will come our way.
有的时候，生活中会有痛苦，会有艰难。
And for those of us who maybe they already have that suffering and pain.
对那些已经经历痛苦艰难的人。
Guys, I ask you that you would just comfort them and give them strength.
求你真的神啊，求你就是安慰他们，给他们力量。And
I help them understand the context of their suffering.
让他们能够明白他们受苦的背景。Because
in the beginning, the sin entered the world.
因为呢，罪从起初进入了世界。And
then in the end, our redemption will be complete.
到了最后，我们的救赎是完全的。But
in the meantime, I ask you that you will help us to, you will walk with us.
但是同时，神啊，求你和我们同行。I
ask you that you will just, we know that you are praying for us, so I ask you that you just pray for us, Lord.
主啊，我知道圣灵在为我们祷告，但愿圣灵为我们更多的祷告。So
we help us to look up.
帮助我们仰望你。And
we know that you are with us.
我们知道你和我们同在。
Help us to walk this path.
帮助我们真的是走在你的路上。
We thank you in Jesus Christ's name.
我们感谢你，我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.